Our first guest is Tony McAvoy, who will remember fondly. The Ori Star must feel like it's his race, and here's one of the reasons why.
With 200 metres to go, Canny Essence bursting through with I Am A Star, plenty of hopes. It's Haydock just in front. Canny Essence from last and Gran Rosso. Gran Rosso and Haydock's lifting now. Curry rides hard. Canny Essence comes at it. Haydock, he's back. Canny Essence, Gran Rosso.
The beast, Haydock, must bring back fond memories. Probably sad in a little way, Tony, as I say good morning to you. But what a marvellous horse. It wasn't that long ago, but it probably feels like it was too long ago for you. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning. Yes. Gee whiz, I'd like him in the stable as we speak. I must say, when you retire a horse like Haydock, it leaves a crater, not a hole.
Yeah, I bet it does. And I mentioned he was a beast. He was a big boy. He carried a lot of condition, which must have made it difficult at times to train him. And he had periods where he was out for a while and had niggles and injuries. It couldn't have been easy work.
Yeah, look, he made it easier for me when he decided he wanted to be a sprinter, Dan. When I was, he won the Australian Guineas as a three-year-old, the Group 1 mile, and I thought we had a nice, you know, mile to 2,000 metre horse, but then he just wouldn't relax in his races. He wouldn't settle, and I remember I ran him. I was quite embarrassed. I ran him in the Maccabi Diva, a high standard races, you know, and he sort of dishevelled the race. He took off on Luke, and Luke was just a passenger, and not many horses can do that to Luke Curry, and that was when we decided that. Guys, he doesn't want to be a miler. He wants to be a sprinter, and we freshened him and went to the William Reid or the Manicato, and he won. So being a sprinter, he was easy to manage, but he was a big boy and he liked his tucker.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. The Ori Star, it's been a race that, you know, in a way you feel like you've got nearly both hands on, because Fields of Omar kicked it off for you in 2002, and Shiraz, a horse that had joined your stable, you know, well into its career, won in 2015. So three wins in the last 20-odd years. I think you've got good reason to think that, you know, it's your race. But you haven't got a runner this year.
I haven't got a runner, sadly. No, I'm... a bit light of those good standard horses, good standard sprinters at the moment, but I'm hoping I can develop one of my young stock to come through.
Through the course of this morning's show, I've picked out some replays relative to the big races over the weekend, including the Grand National, the Crisp Steeple, the Missile Stakes, and also the Ori Star. And without, you know, giving ages away, you had a few years on me, but the name Ori Star, it was as famous as Farlap, certainly for me growing up, because knowing a bit of the backstory about the horse, he won two Oakley Plates. Only two horses have ever won two Oakley Plates. He won the Newmarket in 1937. He won the Goodwood in his home state, your home state, in 1940. He carried 63.5 kilos, or the equivalent of. But when he was an eight-year-old, he won down the straight at Flemington carrying 64 kilos, and he broke the track record. Now, that track record, as you will testify to, the name Ori Star was in that book, holding the track record in the 1,200 metres, you know, for all of the time that you would have been going to Flemington for. He held that record for over 50 years, which must have been one of the most long-standing records ever in Australian racing, and it was finally broken by Final Card in 1991, and then Gold Day since. But, you know, an amazing sprinter. When you think about when he was racing, there really wasn't those options of weight for age sprint races. They were all handicapped. So to go through his career and win something like 28 races is extraordinary.
Yeah, extraordinary. Well, firstly, Dan, I'm not as old as you think I am. I'll just clear that up.
I didn't mean... you're slightly older than me, but point taken.
Yeah, look, they were great horses, weren't they? Like, you forget how good those horses were, and, you know, you look back, you think of a good horse's name, look it up, and look what they did, and horses just can't do that today. They were just very tough and carried big weights and were very resilient horses, and hard to do today.
looking ahead to the weekend, you got a horse running tomorrow called English Riviera, and talking about brutes from the female sense, gee, I quite like the way that she's shaping up at the moment. Still a maiden, and she's accepted, and she'll be a long odds on favourite at Ballarat tomorrow, presuming that you'll go around there. But you had a number of horses trialling over the last couple of weeks or in jump outs all around Victoria, but particularly at Ballarat. And there's two fillies in particular I thought I might touch base with, and one's English Riviera and the other one's Extravagant Star, which mustn't be that far away. And just thought we'd get an update as to how you think that they've come back and potentially what races could be on the radar for them.
Yeah, well, firstly, English Riviera, really good filly in her first preparation. She was highly competitive in her three starts, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond. And she just didn't quite run out a strong 1,200. She was very competitive to the 200-metre mark and just didn't have the strength for that last 200. But look, she's furnished and she's come back beautifully. And we've still got a very good opinion of her, but we've decided just to aim low and develop her through. And the ownership group in this filly are people that have been around a long time and understand the game, and they're all very happy just to start low and let her build and build her confidence. So she's a filly that will figure throughout the spring for us. I think she'll sort of stay as a sprinter. She's quite busy. I can't see her getting out to a mile at this stage. I'd love her to prove me wrong there, but we'll just keep her to the short races, and I'm looking forward to having her back at the races tomorrow.
Okay, she's pretty heavy set, and early on she looked like a horse that just had that bit of class factor about her that might end up at a mile, but physically she probably doesn't profile as that type of a horse. So is that what you have found?
Look, she's got the scope to be a miler, Dan, but she wants to go. Like, yeah. She's fast. And you know, it's a great asset to have in Australian racing speed. And we're not going to tamper with that speed. I think we'll just go along with her and let her do the talking.
Extravagant Star, we haven't seen since that heavy 10 Sweet Embrace run, but she won her first two starts, including the English Millennium, but she's been back and her jump outs have been very good.
Yeah, look, Dan, I trialled her on a soft five, her first trial, and she was amazing. And then I found some grass, the course proper became available, and I gave her a private trial. And the ground was a heavy 9, and she went terribly. So she confirmed that she hates soft ground. So then we trialled her on the poly the other day, and gee, she wanted to go. She was very fresh and ran a bit free through the mid stages. Got a bit tired late, but was very good back on top of the ground. So, look, we were thinking about the Cosette. But I think we've got to be really careful with what track we run her on. I would run her on a soft 5, but probably nothing worse than that. And so my suggestion would be that we'll look at the Cosette, but probably wait for the Captain Teebs, I think, down in the straight at Flemington.
Okay, well, that sounds like a pretty good race and a good kicking off point for a lot of quarterly fillies. Just looking ahead to Saturday, you got runners at Flemington and Murray Bridge. I might just touch on Murray Bridge first, because you've got a 3-year-old gelding by Alpine Eagle called Intrepid Eagle having his first up. But I noticed he was nommed for the Caulfield Guineas. So he's on debut in a maiden on Saturday at Murray Bridge. So you must think enough of him to just, you know, have a throw at the stumps with that nomination in the Guineas.
Yeah, look, Dan, as you know, these nominations come up at a certain time, and if you're either in or you're not. And I've got a few of the really unseeded young horses that have got potential. I really like them. They're good style of horses, and who knows where they'll take us. So I've thrown a few noms in. It's a bit blind, but this is a lovely horse, this young fellow. He's trailed up nicely, and I think he looks very well placed in Adelaide. The reason he's going there, he's a big group of his owners are from Adelaide, and I thought it would be an ideal opportunity for him to run there for them.
And just quickly touching on the other runners, Zafala, Desired, who I think might be, I saw it nominated or accepted for Ballarat tomorrow as well, and Rose Tycoon, that's the Murray Bridge runners. Is there something out of that quartet that might be worth following more than the others?
Look, Zafala's the one. I think if the ground, he just got bogged at Sandown last start. He was a very good winner the start before that. If this ground at Murray Bridge is okay, which I'm expecting it to, if it's in the 5-6 range, I think Zafala's the one that's, he's a good little stayer, this horse, and he's in good form.
And Desired, does it go to Ballarat or Murray Bridge?
Look, I've done the figures on the races. Ballarat looks an easier race to me. So I'll talk to the ownership group this morning. She's also owned in South Australia. So I'll talk to them, but my preference would be to run her at Ballarat.
And Flemington Saturday, Night Passage, ended last preparation in terrific style. Jump outs have been good.
Really good. She's a very talented mare. Won her last three starts. She's up in the ratings now, Dan. She's an 82 rater, so it's a new ball game for her this time. But she's going superbly, and I think she'll be really competitive first up. And she'll show a bit of improvement out of her first up run, but going very well.
Coulth, don't know what to make of Coulth anymore. He keeps earning for connections, but I just wonder if he hasn't sort of delivered what you thought he might have.
Yeah, look, he's been a bit frustrating, I've got to say. Early doors, we thought we had a really nice, proper horse, and he's lost his way a little bit, but I think it's more, we're probably still learning about him. The one thing we know now is he doesn't like soft ground. So ground is key. Jamie Mott gave him a beautiful passage last start, and coming into the straight at Sandown, it was a get-in-the-queue sort of run. And then he just couldn't pick his feet up in the straight on that soft ground. So I think the horse is very well. If it's a five around that range, I would give him another chance.
And the horse that I give a really good chance to is Winning Partner. He must have been delighted with that run of the Winter Championship. And it's a horse that won the Balaclava Cup last year. But I get the feeling that he might be aiming at things that are maybe even higher than a Balaclava Cup this time around.
Well, we're actually looking at the Balaclava Cup and the Murray Bridge Cup again Dan. Yep. But you're right. His two runs back have been good. He's an older horse now. Takes a little bit longer to get fit. I think he's very close. And he'll be really in the mix on Saturday. And then when we go to Balaclava, you can back him in the Balaclava Cup again.
I think I will be. Tony, as far as the Saturday Flemington horses are concerned, who might be the best there? And even overall, remember English Riviera tomorrow is about $1.12, so keep that in mind. But if there's something out of all the horses you've got running at Ballarat, Murray Bridge and Flemington, feel free to let us know that one's better than the other.
Well, look, as a tipster, I'm a very good trainer, I can tell you. But, look, there's a filly called Simply Extravagant running at Ballarat tomorrow. She was a bit stiff first up, didn't have a lot of momentum, couldn't quite get going when she wanted to. She's worked and trialled very nicely on the synthetic, and I think she's a drawn barrier too. I think she'll be very hard to beat.
Tony, thanks very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing English Riviera back tomorrow, but also most likely now having something on Simply Extravagant and going all up each way Winning Partner on Saturday.
Well done, Dan. Thank you very much.
Tony McAvoy there with a host of horses over the course of the next few days.